toothpaste formula. That is my invention. It's working very nice.
Can we have it?
What
if we can't find neem leaves here?
No, we can supply neem leaves from India.
From India? It's
any amount. Okay, from Vrindavan.
Neem leaves
from
Vrindavan is unique. Nobody can imitate us.
Yeah. Neem leaves we can export from India. In the United Provinces, there is ample neem trees. That I shall give you with this lecture also.
We will start, Srila Papa. This is easier than restaurant.
Now you consider amongst yourself. I have no difficulty, I will give you direction.
Papa, when I was
Now, what you will do, that is up to you. So far, giving hint and direction, that you will get perfect, there is no doubt. That you will get. How to manage, how to get ingredients, everything you will get. There is no. Because I have to say only, you have to do. That's all. Now that will be all nice. Now decide, that will be very nice, all very effective. Whatever you shall prepare, they will be very effective. So if there is market, why not introduce?
Yes.
I think that will be market because this country is undeveloped.
We will manage it,
It is undeveloped.
We will plenty of market.
We will require all these things. The more they become civilized, the more required medicine and all these things. So you decide, and so far giving the structure of help, and that will be available.
We have been, Srila Prabhupada, talking and thinking amongst ourselves. That now that we have this propensity to be in business, instead of working for karmis, we should have our own business.
Yes.
So it's much better if devotees are in charge, then the karmis can work for us and they can become devotees.
Yeah.
But if the karmis are in
charge. But we are a society. Yeah. It is not that we are simply sannyasis.
Yes.
We are but brahmacharis, we are not grihasthas.
We want to set examples.
So grihasthas should be provided with some profession, business, so that they can earn very nicely. That is a good idea.
He has so much propensity to become engaged in these things. I have the propensity.
Yes.
All the devotees have the propensity. We can.
So you make your formula, plan and scheme, so far. How to do it, that is the time.
Now in this house you will see, this house, the plan is that the house, the first floor, will be kitchen, restaurant and a store. A little section for store. Store will have Your Divine Grace's books, records, tapes, japa mala, and some sweets, prasadam that is made to go, to sell.
Who made sundaes? It was very nice.
Who made sundaes? Manjari. Yes, you can make some.
Very nice.
And some of these products also can start there. Once we start and it is successful, then we can grow.
He knows how to make kochori.
You like him to stay here?
No, I don't say, but he can give you instruction.
So, if you will give us the formulas, we can learn from him the formulas for toothpaste?
Oh, yeah.
For toothpaste, and what else?
You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not exactly.
But toothpaste is bad. Collapsible tube.
It was better in the bottles. In the tube, it just doesn't come out.
No, that will come out. The powder must be made very fine.
Yeah.
Mm. Otherwise, it will not.
If it's pulverized with a machine, it can be
done. Yeah.
Yeah, if there's a machine, it would be nice.
Very fine powder.
What about if we served it in a different shape? Tube is common. If you make it a little different, it will be more attractive.
That you have to think.
All right.
How it will be attracted here. All
right.
Otherwise, the pest put into the glass mucho. All
right.
Then becomes complete.
Chana.
The formula is there with him.
Okay.
Simply it has to be made very fine, pulverized.
And it lasts for a long time because the toothpaste Prabhupada is using now I made in last December. Last December. Are you happy with it, Srila Prabhupada? Is it good? You made it good?
Oh, yes. No, it was not made good because it is not his fault. The powder was not very fine. Yes. But it will be better, nice, when the powders are very, very finely pulverized.
What other products do you recommend?
That you want me, I should give you.
Yes, this one with on the leg that you put, that neem one. That cleared up that cut in two days.
Yeah.
He had a problem with an accident.
Why is that neem one?
He was in a car accident in Mauritius and he got a big cut on his leg. Big cut.
And then probably any cut, any ulcer.
Very much. You can put ulcer?
No, any.
Oh, ulceration.
Ulcer.
How much royalty do we pay you, Srila Prabhupada?
It's going to be moldy or top.
50%.
It's gone a bit mouldy on top.
Huh?
It's gone a little mouldy on the top again. Underneath it's all right though.
No, we shouldn't do it next.
This looks different. What is this, Srila Prabhupada? Salt?
No, it is simply neem leaf.
Just neem leaf?
Neem leaf or neem leaf.
This is not the same.
It was not properly done.
No.
I asked Polika.
It was very good that other time. It was completely merged in the ghee and it was...
Yeah.
It was very nice. I cooked it for three
The water portion should be abolished. Then it will not go back, not bad.
If the water portion is...
Abolished.
You see, we were cooking it for a long time.
Yes, of course, it should be dry. It won't come in.
3 hours.
The water portion remains.
If we have to use ghee, can we use some oil?
Oh yes, you can use vaseline. Ghee is better, but vaseline you can use.
So,
vaseline is available. I think you are not manufacturing a vaseline.
Yes, Iran.
Yeah, because vaseline is one of the byproducts of petrol.
They have olive oil a lot here.
No olive oil. Vaseline will be very cheap here. And you can, if you want to engage him, if he wants to do something, then pranam.
Yes.
Let him supply neem leaves, dry, from Vrindavan. If he actually wants some money, let him do some business. Let him collect all neem leaves and give him 20% profit. Suppose he collects leaves. Collects and dries and then packs it and dispatch. The cost of
shipping and dispatching.
Huh?
The cost of dispatching. We give him 20% for him.
Some arrangement he may make some profit.
John.
Honest business.
John.
Not that by cheating get something. That is not good. If he wants money, let him take money.
Have you had your massage, Srila Prabhupada?
No, I will come back and do.
We have to leave soon.
Yes, sir, you can go.
You have 15 minutes.
I will pay 10 minutes.
10 minutes. So we can get ready? We can get ready to go.
Oh, yes.
And we can get these formulas from you later.
Yes.
John.
many things, toilet and medicines and...
We would like that very much. Mm.
Let them be engaged in different ways.
Jai.
And earn some money.
Yes. Jai.
This incense, I taught Gaguni first.
Yes, this is better than incense. You teach us the incense also, everything. We will do it.
Incense, I first of all asked Gaguni. The starting was there in New York. No, do you know that? And now it has developed many times.
The largest in the world.
So Srila Prabhupada, would you like us to... we have this temple, has some dakshina for you. How would you like me to do it? Give you... I mean, today is Thursday. Would you like it in what form? Would you like us to invest it for you here? Or give you the cash?
Interest, 18%. I utilize it for Mahaprabhu.
I shall, yes. That's fine. So we can...
1st one small book, like passbook.
Yes.
So you become my banker.
Yes.
I deposit with you.
Yes.
You receive it.
Yes.
And send the interest. That's all.
I will be glad to.
I make you banker.
Fine.
That's all.
Fine.
And there is no botheration.
Fine.
You become banker, you send the interest.
I will be.
Now, how we are utilizing, you know. Sure. I don't bother.
Sure.
But if I get the interest, then I think it is all right.
Sure. 18% you.
What do you think? Is it all right?
Yes.
Simple?
Yes.
So just purchase one small passbook.
Yes, fine.
And you have got that passbook?
No, I know. I shall do it.
Oh, that's all.
I will do it. We will put in this bank book, your account, $2,000 now.
Yeah.
Today.
And I'll give you some foreign exchange. Give it.
Whatever you give, I will put in that account.
Is that the cash money?
Yeah.
And you will give 18% interest. You want it on a monthly, yearly, how do you like?
Monthly.
Monthly.
No yearly.
Is there a traveler's check? Is traveler's check there?
Traveler's check I'd keep now.
The monthly,
maybe
the month, and there is...
Make sure you don't take out the $200.
Monthly to India or to America?
India. Because or America.
America is cheaper because if I send it to India, there is if small amounts go, there is.
So you will send to America.
To America is all right.
Yes.
I send it every month to Ravishwar.
Los Angeles. Yes. Account, for depositing account number, I will give you.
Yes. All right. We will go and we'll take care of all of this afternoon. We'll take care of this.
All right, keep it now. We are going. We shall come back and then do it. After coming back, we shall give him. Jat karo si jat juhu si jat nara si jat. Kul shatal mabat.
It took 2 weeks to make. It took two weeks.
Why? Because the ingredients are not...
No, because of the mustard oil, no one liked to taste it. And then you change it to mustard seeds.
Yes.
And then the glycerin.
The mustard seed also can be exported from India. In Mathura district, there is sufficient mustard seed.
It's yellow mustard seed.
Yeah. Mustard seed. And instead of chopped powder, we mix neem powder. Mustard seed, neem powder.
Calcium carbonate.
And salt. Calcium carbonate. Instead of calcium carbonate, let it be neem. It will be very effective.
I think the taste will be horrible.
Yeah, it tastes good.
No one will use it.
Yeah, that is.
I saw they make this other toothpaste with sucrose. The second biggest ingredient is sucrose. On the carnival.
Sucrose? Yeah. What is that sucrose?
Sucrose, you know, sucrose and glucose and glucose, those sugars.
Oh.
They use sugar powder, sucrose.
Or sacrose. Sacrose, yes. Saccharine and sacrose.
Yeah, saccharine is...
Saccharine is a sugar product.
Yeah, it's like a sweetener, but not...
We tried that too the first time, with the saccharine.
No, that is not.
That was not good.
Salt is available. Yeah. Very easy.
And they used hard soap powder in these powder ones. We tried that first with the hard soap powder.
Yeah.
They use that also.
No, in this latest we simply latest only simply three things. Mm-hmm. That is good. That has come out.
Menthol, thymol, camphor, oil of wintergreen, glycerin, mustard powder, powdered salt, and calcium carbonate.
No, yeah. Good memory. Yeah. These are the things, you know.
You put all that in the last batch?
Yep.
Really? In Durban, I think.
Bombay, we made this last one. Yeah.
No, that big batch last I made in Sanand.
Huh?
When we went to that Sanand above Ahmedabad, when that king had his palace, we stayed in
there. Oh,
that's where I made that big batch. But first it was developed in Durban.
Durban, yeah. Because there was no possibility of using dhatun.
Yeah.
My teeth broke and became painful. It was not possible. Therefore, I invented. But it is effective.
You said on account of this toothpaste, uh-huh. Your teeth were so rotten they want to fall out, but the toothpaste won't allow them.
Yes, actually, my teeth have gone all bad. It is useless. But on account of this toothpaste, it is still working. Otherwise, according to dental science, it has to be extracted. Mm-hmm. There is no other remedy. If you go to a dentist immediately, he will say, extract all this and have a new set of teeth. That is, I know that. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to extract. As far as possible, use them and let them fall down automatically, as they have already fallen down, sorry. 50% already fallen down, and 25% are shaking, and still eating. Otherwise, according to the dental science, I should not eat any solid food. In Bengal, there is a word that when the teeth is gone, then your eating is gone. You cannot digest, you cannot eat. It is not, if the food stuff is not properly chewed, it causes digestive disturbance.
Indigestion.
And in digestive disturbance means so many things. And this coughing is due to digestive disturbance.
Oh.
I know that.
That's because the liver is not working, or?
No, but yes. This is old man's disease. Liver does not work nicely, teeth does not work nicely. There is susceptibility to cold, old age. All my young friends, they have all died. Nobody is living. One or two is still. You know that Dinanath came? Yeah, I think you know. He is living. He is 75, 76, a little younger than me.
Who is that?
Mission Kalkan.
One man, okay, pleader.
That very thin man?
Ah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. He was very sick actually when we went.
He was sick. He only half dead.
Yeah. What about those people when we went back to where you used to live? When we came back from Mayapur and we went out that night to, what they call it? Your old friend's house?
Oh, Malik.
Malik's.
They are just like my younger brothers. Their elder brothers were contemporary.
They're old.
They are. They are young.
Yeah.
They are all my childhood playmates. Their older brothers, the eldest one was my very, very intimate friend, Siddheshwar Mundi, who used to ride on the same perambulator when we are 3-4 years old. And Ratha Yatra ceremony was performed with all these guests. There are about, in our neighborhood, there are 4-5 houses. So all the children of the same age. And I was the leader. Yeah. I organized this Ratha Yatra. I was performing Radhashtami, Janmashtami, and I was learning how to dress the Radha Govinda.
Oh.
Yes.
You used to go and dress?
Well, actually, it was our house. Just 3-4 houses after.
Radha Govinda were the only deities in the neighborhood, or?
No, only the two, yes. And Radha Govinda has big property. In front of the deity house, there's a very big building.
Just across the road?
Yeah, that one? Just opposite. That is his building. Very good income. Besides that, he has many other lands. They have got very good income.
They're very well looked after.
Huh?
They're very nicely looked after.
Yes. They are one of the oldest aristocratic families of Calcutta. Malik's. The whole from Howrah Bridge up to that estate, all belongs to their property. very rich man.
Now they don't own so much.
Huh?
Now they're not owning so much.
Now they, deity has got income.
Yeah.
So they have got terms for worshipping the deity. So one who gets the term for worshipping, he takes him.
Oh, in the family members?
Yeah. But practically that is now their income.
Hmm.
The more one gets the worshipping term longer, he gets more income. Because deity has got very, very good income. All the temples in India, just like I am trying to make some fun for Vrindavan and Mahaprabhu,
yeah.
Even if no contribution comes, it will go up. The Seva Puja will not stop for want of money. Of course, there will be no want of money. Still, I must make some provision. By the income, the Seva Puja will go. Contribution may come or not.
Mm.
That provision should be made. Now, in Vrindavan, Akharan is collecting and in so many ways. And suppose nobody collects. But that does not mean this temple will be closed. It must go on.
Mm.
So I am trying to make some provision from there.
Mm.
Bank interest.
Yeah.
At least 5 to 10,000 rupees.
Yes.
The deity worship will not be stopped. That is the system in all Indian temples. It must go. Nitya Seva. They must go. There is a big, big temple in Vrindavan. They have got such arrangement. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, how it is going on for 500, 600 years. They have been in good income. Govinda ji has got 18,000 rupees monthly income. He is the richest deity in Vrindavan. And Ranganath is tenant of Govinda ji. Land is taken from Govinda ji.
Yeah.
And Ranganath's temple is constructed. The Ranganath temple management pays the rent. Govindaji is the landlord and Ranganathji is tenant. Ranganath is Ramanu Sampradaya, Govindaji is Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Ramanu Sampradaya is the tenant of Gaudiya
Yes, sir.
No, as many as we want. Right.